When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness across all social media platforms. If this is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice, I'm a diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and also, you know, validate the victims and survivors of said disorder. Today's episode is going to be about when you break up with a narcissist or catch a narcissist up, and they say the words, "I'll do anything to fix it. I'll do anything to fix it." Blah blah blah, boop boop boop, beep beep beep. The more times that they first of all, narcissistic people, toxic people, whatever, they view constant forgiveness as permission to continue to treat them terribly. I think I seen Dr. Romney say that in one of her videos one time. I saw a clip on TikTok. It's definitely true, because they look at you as weak. When you keep doing it, when you keep forgiving them consistently over and over and over again, they look at you as weak. They really do. And this is not me trying to say you're weak. This is how they view you. If you consistently or constantly forgiving them for the same thing over and over and over again, over and over and over again, they view that as weakness, and they're going to take full advantage of it. It's just like blood in the water with a damn shark. They see this. The blood in the water is your forgiving nature. And as a shark, they're going to go, forgiveness. And they go, snap, bite you. I know people just like, "Well, I'm just such a people pleaser. I'm just so forgiving. People deserve second chances, don't they, Lee?" Yeah, people deserve second chances for the right reasons. What? If they just say, "I'll do anything to fix it," does not mean that they're going to do anything to fix it. They're going to say, "Well, I'll do whatever it takes to get you back." That doesn't mean that they want to do it, because why would they, like I said, they'll hit you with old analogies and stuff like that, old metaphors. They'll post BS memes and sad ass statuses online, just like, you don't know what you have until you lose it 15 times. I lost it 15 times, y'all. I didn't know what I had, but I know now. I know now. It took me 15 times cheating and getting caught to live what I lost. Y'all be y'all, please. Please, for the love of everything holy, and stop believing that, y'all. Dear God, because I'm telling you, so many people in my comment section are so sad right now because they keep forgiving narcissistic people. I know it's the trauma bond, y'all. I know people, but you can only say the trauma bond so many times. 15 times cheating, that's now you're a target of cheating. You're the side person now. If they cheated on you 15 times, you're not the main person. You're the side person. You are. Because they just come for you when they bored or stuff like that. I talked to a woman early on in my one-on-ones, and she was just like, she said the relationship, she knew she was getting cheated on, but the relationship wasn't bad unless she questioned him on it. She's like, it was good until I questioned him on it. And the other thing that pissed me off the most, I'm like, "Something pissed you off more than the cheating?" She's like, "The fact that he didn't want to do it with me." And here come me, y'all. Y'all know I have to joke to break it up, because she started crying. I said, "Because he tired from cheating." And she busts out laughing. But that's how it works, y'all. Constant forgiveness is viewed as permission. As you get, it's like you giving them permission slip to take a field trip to cheating, to Cheatingville. "Hey, significant other. Hey, spouse. Can you please sign this permission slip so I can go cheat on you?" And you're just like, "Well, you said you wouldn't do this again, but I promise I'll fix it." You just scribble your signature on there, and you get cheated on, and they come back. "So I'll do whatever it takes to fix it." That doesn't mean that they're going to do whatever it takes, y'all. They're going to do what they know makes you happy. They're going to tell you what you want to hear. They're going to start playing, going through the motions of all the other BS, and y'all just keep falling forward over and over and over again. I understand that trauma bond exists, but you can only do this for so long. How much trauma do you have left in you to tolerate? How much time do you have to waste? Because there's so many, one of the most recurring comments in my comment section is, I feel so stupid for keep going back. I feel so dumb for believing the lies and stuff like that. I see that over and over and over again. Learn why y'all need to learn from their mistakes, because some people think that they're better than the other people in the conversation. They're like, well, I'm better than you, they ain't gonna happen to me. But then the same thing happens to you. You forgive that person, you can take them back, but you keep it offline so you don't want to embarrass. Work through it. I'll do whatever it takes to get you back. And guess what they're going to start to do? Everything that you've been asking them to do without you having to ask them to do it, they're going to start doing everything that you wanted them to do previous to the breakup without you even having to open your mouth for them to do it. And guess what that means, y'all? That means they know how to make you happy. They were just withholding it on purpose to have something to do for you. That's manipulation. That's toxic as hell. That's damn near evil. And here they go, promise you everything. I want to marry you now. What? Now? You still smell like the cheeks you clapped. You want to marry me? What? Come on, y'all. Let's have a baby. You know what'll fix us. You know what'll fix us. It's a baby. Let's have a baby, please, baby, please. Can I have a baby? I want to have a baby by you. And then you get pregnant, and then you get trapped, or they get pregnant by you, and then you get trapped to have to deal with this person for the rest of your life. Now you have a damn. Now you can't get rid of them. Now you crossed over into just being able to break the tie. To now you got a co-parent with them. I'm just telling you. Oh my goodness, y'all! Please, I'll be consistently threatened to rip one of my dreads out because I'd be so frustrated with the stuff I'd be reading in my comment section, or when I'd be doing one-on-ones. I'm like, look, take the information that I'm providing you and use it to live a better existence, please. You know. Because they said, I'll do whatever it takes. Why didn't they do it before?
Because I didn't
know what I had. But now you do. So you paid $1 million for a diamond ring, right? Let's say you paid $1 million. Let's not say a ring. You paid $100,000 for a car, right? You driving that car, you keeping it clean and stuff like that. But then one night you get drunk and you wreck it. Did you not know how much the car was worth before you crashed it? Or did you not realize it until after you crashed it? Damn, my car messed up. I knew I shouldn't have did that. Which one is it? I need to know. I need answers. I like answers, y'all. Did they not know the car was worth $100,000 when they bought it? Or until after they crashed it? On purpose. They purposely crashed the car. They don't have to be drunk. They just purposely crashed it. They like got in the car and drove it into your house. You know what I mean? They got in the car and cranked the engine and drove it directly into your house on purpose and total lost it. So did they not know what their car was worth before they crashed their car? So did they not know what you were worth until they ruined the relationship? Huh? They always knew your worth. They always knew your value. They just didn't care about it until now because you're taking it away. You're taking it away. They crashed the car. You walking away from the crime scene. The car. You walking away from the crime scene scratch free. But then somehow you get turned back around, you go back to the crash site and you get pregnant, or you have a baby bomb, or you get married to them, or you go back into, you know, you help them pull the car out, you help them pay to get the car fixed. What are y'all doing? Yeah, I just get frustrated. I get passionate, y'all. I want y'all to win. Does that blow y'all's damn mind? Does it really blow your mind that a self-aware, diagnosed, clinically diagnosed, pathological narcissist wants you to win because it makes him happy? He feels good when he helps people. That blows some people's mind because everybody come up try to paint this false narrative of me. Like, he just does it for a supply. Like, I didn't say this shit myself. I said that shit myself. All these detractors and stuff out here, I've said this shit myself. You act like you have some kind of gotcha moment. I've already said I get supply from doing this, but only when people win. You think I like when trying to help somebody and they go back and lose? You think I like that? Well, I like that. I got supply from that one. The hell, how stupid does that sound? He just gets supply from this. He said that himself. Y'all are not performing gotcha moments. If you're new here, you're not performing a damn gotcha moment. I've said that myself. I have damn near 6,000-7,000 videos online. In a lot of those videos, I've said that. You're not performing a gotcha moment. I've been around for years. I'm not going anywhere. You're not going to change my mind or how I feel or how I'm going to act. I want to help people. Does that blow your damn mind? I've been working on myself for a decade and a half, 5 years of therapy almost. I've been in therapy for the rest of my life. Do y'all think you can change? Like, no, I've been working on me. All these trying to, gotcha, Lee. He's getting supply. I got you. You don't got me. I got me. I told you that. Surprise. He likes helping people, and I like helping people win. Because Tony Robbins said, the more people you help get what they want, the more you get what you want. It's a duality. There's a symbiotic relationship here. It's not parasitic. It's not just like I'm taking from people. I'm actually helping people. See how that works? It's not parasitic. It's symbiotic. Work together. Grow together. Win together. Or lose together. I don't want to lose with you. I do not want to lose with you. But anyways, y'all, look. If you haven't, like I said, if you haven't signed up for the webinar, the link is going to be in the bio or the description of whatever you listen to this at. Like, we have a live webinar coming up April 6th at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's going to be me, Ben Taylor, the other self-aware narcissist. So two self-aware narcissists on the panel, two therapists, counselors, two licensed therapists, licensed counselors and whatnot on the panel as well, who've also survived narcissists, who also help people get out of narcissistic relationships, and also two coaches who are also survivors. The link is going to be in the bio. April 6th, 7 p.m. Sign up for it. I really, truly appreciate every single one of y'all. Mental illness is out. Peace. And my podcasters, thank y'all so much, y'all. I've been running around so busy, I haven't even had a chance to look at what we're looking like with the podcast now. You know, we got number seven. Like, if you Google the best podcast on narcissism, we come up number seven. Yo, we got the number seven podcast in the world about narcissistic personality disorder. We have 441 ratings. Thank y'all so much. I'll read these tomorrow. But yeah, we have, you know what I mean, best podcast. I'm gonna Google. Look, if you Google best podcast, about, I know y'all hear me talk, best podcast about narcissists, and you go to it's called FeedSpot, best 15 podcasts about narcissists you must follow in 2022 on feedspot.com, blog.feedspot.com/narcissist. Look, y'all, number seven, the narcissist code. Ooh! Thank y'all so much. I really, truly appreciate y'all. I really, really do. Keep hitting that 5 stars for me, y'all. I'm super thankful for y'all. If y'all, like I said, Dallas, Texas, May 21st, I'll be out there that weekend. So if you're in Dallas, come to the meetup. Meet me in person and just hang out, you know, talk about some narcissism. Thank y'all so much for tuning in again. Like and subscribe for more. And as always, mental illness is out. Peace.